You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
When they are victorious, he is the hero. Not only that,
互赛更高明的一点,
what's even more wise about Hushai's advice?
这不是互赛的计划,
this isn't his own advice.
他把他的计划变成了亚撒龙的计划.
He turned his plan into Absalom's plan.
你读第12节和第13节,
if you read verse 12 and 13,
中文的翻译还不是那么清楚,
the Chinese translation is not very clear. But you can tell the essence.
如果我们把它比较直译一点的话,
if you are more direct with the translation,
我们在何处遇见他,
wherever we meet him,
我们就下到他的那里,
we will go there.
我们把他和跟随他的人,
we will for him and him, the people that follow him.
我们要把那个城,
and we will do this to that city.
听明白吗?
Do you understand?
不是互赛,
not Hushai.
我们啊,
us.
谁是我们啊?
Who's us?
亚撒龙, 你啊,
it's Absalom, you.
你知道我读这段圣经的时候,
you know, when I read this passage,
我觉得胡塞是一个最成功的帮助者,
I think Hushai is a very successful helper.
就是他能够把他的idea变成了他老板的idea.
He is able to turn his own idea into his boss's idea.
做老婆的,
wives,
这是你们的最高目标,
this is your highest aspiration.
让老公听话,
to make your husband's obedient.
然后还觉得是他英明的领导,
and still for him to feel that it is his wise leading.
互赛的建议还有第三个特点,
Hushai's advice has a third characteristic,
叫做斩草除根,
which is to be thorough.
亚西他佛那个计划,
Ahithophel's advice,
就把大卫宰了而已,
he only kills David.
互赛的计划,
this plan of Hushai's,
是要把所有支持大卫的人全部消灭,以绝后患,
it's to kill every single one of David's men so as to eliminate any possible future problems.
这才是一个保证成功的计划.
And this is a plan that is guaranteed success.
等他发表完了以后,
and by the time he's done,
所有的人都必须同意.
Everyone has to agree.
这一次亚西他佛是逊了.
And this time Ahithophel was wrong.
互赛这个完美的计划,
this perfect plan of Hushai's.
以前大家都认为亚西他佛的计划好,
before everyone thought Ahithophel's advice is always good.
可是第14节说,
but verse 14 says,
亚撒龙和以色列众人说, 亚基人户塞的计谋比亚西他佛的计谋更好.
Absalom and all the men of Israel said the advice of Hushai the Archite is better than that of Ahithophel.
你如果读圣经只读到这里,
if you only read the Bible up to now,
你没有办法知道为什么局势会有这么突然大完全的转变.
You don't understand why these circumstances suddenly change so drastically.
不错,
it's true.
互赛的计划看起来是比较高明.
Hushai's plan looks a lot better.
不错,
it's true.
亚撒龙的骄傲肉体让他不肯听亚西他佛的主意.
Absalom's pride caused him not to listen to Ahithophel's advice.
但是圣灵,
but the Spirit,
却告诉我们,
tells us,
真正的关键是什么?
What is the key?
真正的关键, 这是因耶和华 定义破坏亚西他佛的良谋，为要降祸于加沙龙。
It tells us that for the Lord has determined to frustrate the good advice of Ahithophel in order to bring disaster on Absalom.
这一节圣经太重要。
This is such an important verse.
整个局面会有这样子大的转变。
The entire circumstances changed so drastically.
真正主要的原因
and the main reason for that
是耶和华的旨意
is the will of Jehovah.
是耶和华在那里主宰一切
is that he is in control of all things.
当我们读到这样教导的时候
and when we read of these teachings,
我们要明白圣经启示有一些重要的属灵原则。
We need to understand that the revelation of the Bible has some spiritual principles behind them.
第一个原则
First,
耶和华的主宰绝对不否定人的自由意志。
Jehovah's authority does not
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty does not eliminate man's free will.
是耶和华的主宰。
Yes, he's sovereign.
但是也是亚沙龙和众人自己的决定。
It is also Absalom and his men's decision.
是他们的选择。
It's their decision.
神伟大的智慧。
God's great wisdom.
就是能够使用人的自由意志来成全他的掌权。
Is to use man's free will to accomplish his sovereignty.
第二个重要原则。
The second principle.
耶和华的主宰。
The sovereignty of Jehovah
并不废弃人祷告的责任。
It also does not eliminate the responsibility of man to pray.
从第一节到第十四节
From verse 11 to 14 or verse 1 to 14
整个这段圣经
This entire passage
就是记载着耶和华神怎么应许了大卫在上一章的祷告
records how Jehovah answered David's prayer from the previous chapter.
我们要问一个问题。
We need to ask a question.
如果大卫在上一章不祷告
What if David hadn't prayed in the previous chapter?
听懂了吗？
Do you understand?
让我告诉你。圣经的原则就是虽然是神的旨意
So let me tell you the Bible's principle is this Even though it is God's will
人必须祷告
Man must pray
你不祷告
If you don't pray
就是神的旨意神可以等
Even if it is his will he can wait
听明白吗
Do you understand?
所以千万不要告诉我
Don't tell me
既然是神的意思我还祷告什么呢
If it's God's will, then why do I need to pray?
是神的旨意
It is God's will.
人有祷告的责任
Man has responsibility to pray.
第三个很宝贵的属灵原则
And the third very precious principle.
耶和华做事的方式
The way Jehovah acts.
他常常是在暗中显出他的主宰。
Often it is in the shadows that he reveals his sovereignty.
大卫面临到极大的危险。
David has encountered great difficulty.
他在神面前祷告。
He prays before God.
我们没有看到神给大卫异象。
We didn't see God giving David a vision.
没有听到神给大卫做异梦
Didn't see David get dreams
你知道现在很多人一天到晚做乱做梦
You know many people dream all kinds of things today
还以为上帝跟他说话
And they think that God is speaking to them
你也没有看到闪电也没有看到打雷
You didn't see lightning, you didn't hear thunder
整个这段事情让我们看到什么
What does this entire thing teach us?
所有的事情就是自自然然的发生。
Everything happened naturally.
如果没有第十四节的下半段
If the second half of verse 14 didn't exist,
我们可能想都想不到这一段事情的发生是耶和华应允了大卫的祷告。
We couldn't even imagine that this entire thing was Jehovah answering the prayer of David.
今天在我们每一天正常的生活里面
Today, in our everyday lives,
我们的工作
our work,
我们的学习
our study,
我们的思想
our thought,
我们的讨论
our discussion,
我们的分析
our analysis,
我们做的决定
our decisions,
都可能是神用来成全他的旨意的方法
It all might be ways for God to fulfill his will.
这是为什么一个基督徒活在神的面前
This is why for a Christian living before God.
上班
Work.
上学
School.
挣钱
Making money.
烧饭
Cooking.
随便你做什么
Regardless of what you do.
只要你活在神的面前
As long as you're living before God,
都有永恒的价值。
It has eternal purpose.
否则的话
Otherwise,
我们只会看到人的作为。
We will only see the acts of man.
否则的话
Otherwise,
我们以为只有到教会来干的事儿才叫服侍神。
We might think that only things that you do in church are serving God.
有人把第一节到第二十三节的结构整理出来。
There are people that would categorize and organize the structure of verse 1 to 23.
我不知道我们后面有没有那个江神有没有给我们预备。
I don't know if we prepared this.
不是经文是有一个 PowerPoint 有一个。没有。那你们就要用想象力了。
You have to imagine then.
第一节到第四节
Verse 1 to 4.
有笔的自己写一下会比较容易去看得出来。
If you have the pen, write it down. It's easier to imagine.
亚西他佛的建议
Ahithophel's advice.
相对应于
It's paralleled with
第二十三节
Verse 23.
亚西他佛的结局
Ahithophel's
his ending.
His ending.
第五节到第六节
verses 5 to 6.
加沙龙的询问
Absalom's questioning.
十七节到第二十二节
verse 17 to 22.
跟他对应
It's contrasted.
是大卫的资讯
Is the information of David.
第七节到第十三节
from verse 7 to 13,
对应于第十五节到第十六节
is contrasted with 15 and 16.
七到十三节
7 to 13,
是户塞的建议
talks of the Hushai's advice.
对应于户塞的报告
is contrasted with the report of Hushai.
那最后中间的一节
And finally the central verse
第十四节
Verse 14
那这样的一个结构如果你看懂了
If you understand this structure
这是圣经里面圣经学者很在圣经里面写圣灵在写圣经的时候常常用的一种结构
This is a structure that appears very often that the Spirit uses to write the Bible.
你就发现它头尾对应，对应，对应，到最后中间有一节。
They are parallels. It's a symmetrical structure with one verse in the center.
那一节是什么意思呢？
What does that one verse mean?
那一节就是告诉我们整个这段圣经真正的重点在哪里。
It tells us the main point of that entire passage.
我们如果懂得这样子的读圣经
If you understand how to read the Bible like this
你就懂得为什么第一节到整个这件亚西他佛的这件事情
You will understand why this entire thing with Ahithophel
重点是耶和华定义要破坏他的计谋
The key is that Jehovah wants to destroy his plan
不是他不聪明
It's not that he's not smart.
不是他不能干。
It's not that he's not capable.
是神要跟他作对。
It's that God wants to oppose him.
圣经里面有一些观念。
There's some principles in the Bible.
是蛮吓人的。
That are very terrifying.
譬如说。
For example.
圣经里面有的观念我们很喜欢。
There are some concepts we really like.
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
If God is for us, who can be against us?
喜欢不喜欢?
You like that, right?
真好。
That's good.
但千万不要忘记。
But never forget.
神若抵挡我们，谁还能救我们?
If God is against us, who can help us?
当你懂得这些原则的时候，
When you understand these concepts,
你就知道为什么遵行神的旨意是这么重要。
You will understand why it's so important to obey his will.
亚西他佛是什么人啊？
Who is Ahithophel?
他是那一个时代最聪明。
He is the smartest man in that time.
他是那一个时代最能干。
He is the most capable in that time.
他可以呼天唤雨啊。
He can call on the storms.
在那个时候，如果用现在的话叫做国师啊。
If you use the words of today, it's the grand strategist.
谁都要听他的。
Everyone will listen to him.
但是他不明白神的旨意。
But he doesn't understand God's will.
他不听神的话。
He didn't listen to God.
他就会很惨。
And he has a very devastating ending.
我们中间有很多人你很聪明。
There's some people among us that you're very smart.
但是我很替你们担心。
But I worry for you.
因为太多的时候。
It's too many times.
你们也以为你们比上帝聪明。
You think you're smarter than God.
你们对着神在圣经中所启示的原则。
To the things that God reveals in the Bible.
你不太在乎。
You don't much care.
你不太顺从。
You don't obey.
你觉得你喜欢就好。
You think that as long as you like it, it's fine.
你读读二十三节。
If you read verse 23.
二十三节是耶和华弃绝大卫的敌人。
Verse 23 is when Jehovah rejects David's opponent.
二十三节怎么说呢?
What does it say?
亚西达佛见不依从他的计谋，就背上驴归回城，到了家留下遗言便吊死了。
When Ahithophel saw that his advice had not been followed, he saddled his donkey and set out for his house in his hometown. He put his house in order and then hanged himself.
葬在他父亲的坟墓里。
So he died and was buried in his father's tomb.
一个人一身风光，
Someone who is glorious all his days.
最后是这样的下场。
And ends like this.
有人说，
People say,
亚西他佛为什么会自杀？
Why did Ahithophel kill himself?
这一次输了。
He lost this one time.
别人出了个更好的主意。
Someone came up with a better idea.
加沙龙听了别人的建议。
Absalom listened to someone else.
我还有下一次嘛。
You have next time.
为什么就自杀呢？
Why did you kill yourself?
那当然有人替他解释了。
And people will explain.
因为他太聪明。
Because he's too smart.
他知道加沙龙这一步错，后面就全盘输。
He knows that Absalom, once he steps this way, he will lose the entire game.
没希望了。
He's hopeless.
那亚沙龙这一盘输的话呢？
And if Absalom loses the game,
大卫会回来的呀。
David will come back.
大卫回来做王了。
Once David is back as king,
那亚西他佛就死得很惨了。
Then Ahithophel will have a very bad ending.
还不如自己解决吧。
It's probably better off for him to kill himself.
那也有人替他解释。
And other people will explain it differently.
也许啊。
Maybe.
他太骄傲了。
He's too proud.
居然有一个人的主意可以推翻他的主意。
How is it possible that someone will be able to refute his advice?
太没面子。
He's ashamed.
一气就上吊。
And just out of anger, he killed himself.
我们还真搞不清楚他为什么非要上吊不可。
We can't figure out why he wanted to kill himself.
因为他是全本圣经里面第一个上吊的人。
Because he is the first person in the Bible to hang himself.
但是他不是圣经里面最后一个上吊的人。
But he's not the last to hang himself.
在新约里面。
In the New Testament.
有一个人。
There is one person.
出卖了耶稣。
Sold Jesus. Betrayed Jesus.
在他计谋出卖耶稣的计谋成功之后。
And when his scheme to betray Jesus succeeded.
他上吊自杀。
He killed himself and hanged himself.
这跟亚西他佛刚好相反，对吧？
This is the exact opposite of Ahithophel, right?
亚西他佛是计谋失败，上吊自杀。
Ahithophel, his plan failed, and then he hanged himself.
犹大是计谋成功，上吊自杀。
Judas' plan succeeded, and he hanged himself.
你知道这是什么意思吗？
Do you know what this means?
这告诉你一件事。
This tells you something.
如果你跟神的受膏者为敌，
If you are against the anointed of God,
不管你的计谋是成功还是失败，
Regardless of whether your plan succeeds or fails,
你的结局一样死定，
You're dead.
这就是约伯在约伯记第五章十二节十三节里面告诉我们。
This is what Job tells usIn Job chapter 5, verse 13 and 15.
12 and 13.
12 and 13.
破坏狡猾人的计谋，使他们所谋的不得成就。他叫有智慧的中了自己的诡计，使狡诈的人的计谋速速灭亡。
He thwarts the plans of the crafty so that their hands achieve no success.He catches the wise in their craftiness, and the schemes of the wily are swept away.
你们中间有很多人还很年轻。
Many of you are very young.
你们真的很聪明。
You're very smart.
你的人生前面有好多的路。
There's many paths for you to take ahead.
但是我希望你们记住一件事。
But I hope you remember this.
不要跟神作对。
Don't be opposed to God.
不要不听神的话。
Don't not listen to God.
不管你再聪明。
No matter how smart you are.
你可以把人玩弄在你的手上。
You can play games with men all you want.
你可以假装。
You can fake.
你的计划可能成功。
You might succeed.
你的计划早晚失败。
But your plan will fail eventually.
因为就是成功和失败结局是一样的。
Because no matter your success or failure, your ending is the same.
上吊而死。
You hang yourself.
但愿神用着今天的这一段故事。
May God use this story.
让我们记得。
And allow us to remember.
中国人有句老话。
There's an old Chinese saying.
是有道理的。
It's reasonable.
人算不如天算。
Man's plans will never beat God's plans.
但愿神恩待我们。
May God have mercy on us.
让我们学习做一个顺命的儿女。
So that we can learn to be an obedient child.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们把这一点点的话摆在你的手上。
Heavenly Father, we give these words onto your hands.
求你用着这些话祝福你自己的百姓。
May you use these words to bless your own people.
但愿在你的恩典中，
May in your mercy,
我们被你的爱感动，
We may be touched by your love,
我们被你的伟大感动，
We can be touched by your awesomeness,
被你的主宰感动，
And be touched by your sovereignty,
我们愿意伏在你的脚前，
We bow before your feet,
我们愿意从心里的深处对你说，
From the depths of our hearts we are willing to say,
愿你的旨意成就，
May your will be done.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.